Next patient is Mr. Carlos Martin. The last name is M-A-R-T-I-N. Carlos is the first name, C-A-R-L-O-S. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old Hispanic male that has been concerned about the presence of a frothy urine that has been for a long time. Period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. He has a background of arterial hypertension and very mild mixed hyperlipidemia. The kidney function is completely normal. We had the opportunity to review all the laboratory workup. The serum creatinine remains 0.9 milligrams per cent, BUN is 17 with an estimated GFR of 91 mLs per liter. The urinalysis has been negative for protein, and a single determination of a urinary protein was less than 4. Milligrams per deciliter. Period. The patient doesn't have any pathology that could suggest kidney disease. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading was 144 over 91. Apparently, the patient was waiting for a long time. And white coat syndrome might be the responsible for that. Period. Recommendation is to check the blood pressure at home and maintain between 120, 130, the systolic, and the diastolic between 70 and 80. Period. The patient was given hydrochlorothiazide in the past. The latest prescription was for 12.5 milligrams, but he says that he gets extremely weak. The recommendation is to monitor the blood pressure if he notices elevation of the blood pressure to take hydrochlorothiazide every other day. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of mixed hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol that has been between 200 and 232. The father died from a massive heart attack, and the family members have high hypertension. The recommendation is to treat this hyperlipidemia. He has an HDL that is with a normal range, however, the LDL is in the 140-150. We are going to prescribe Lipitor to be taken every other day or three times a week. Following number, the patient has a history of hairy cell leukemia in remission. Period. I want to thank Dr. Cordova for Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B-A, for the kind referral. We are going to return Mr. Martin to his care. Thank you. Time spent in the service, 10 minutes reviewing the referral, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.